Our gospel lesson for this third Sunday of Easter comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 13 through 35. Now, I'm just going to read part of this passage. I invite you to read it all and reflect on it at some point today. But I'm just going to be reading chapter 24, verses 13 through 19, and verses 27 through 35. And as I read these ancient words, this is toward the very end of Luke's gospel. As I read these ancient words, I want you to listen for something new that's being spoken into your heart and your life at this point on your faith journey. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people." Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Friends, the story of the walk to Emmaus is a perfect story for me. It's a perfect story because it's descriptive of my life and my faith up to this point. And I believe that in an overly simplistic way, it is a metaphor for my life, for our lives, in the community of faith called the church. Think about this with me. At some point, most of us just stumbled into our faith systems. And not all of us, but I would bet most of us just happened into church. In other words, one day we just started going to church. Maybe we were kids. Maybe more likely we were kids. That's what our family did on Sunday mornings. We went to church. Or maybe we were getting married and we needed a place to have our wedding, so we went to church. Or maybe we started having kids and we thought that it would be good for them, you know, to be part of a church family, so we went to church. Or maybe we just got to the age and just went to church because that's what you're supposed to do when you get to that age. You go to church. Well, for whatever reason, somehow we found ourselves going to church week after week after week. And now, this was not some wonderful experience for us necessarily, but for whatever reason, we toughed it out and we just kept going. Now, I don't know how it came about, but my guess is one friend said to another friend, "Let's head to Emmaus." And they started walking. It wasn't an easy walk, and it wasn't a, in fact, a walk that they really wanted to take. You know, you see, their life had been very difficult of late, and they were struggling to make sense of it all. They were struggling to figure it all out. So sometimes, when your life gets out of sorts, you just need to go. As in, go somewhere else. You know, so off they went. As the two disciples walked, they were joined by a third, a stranger. They were amazed that this one seemed to know nothing about all the events that had transpired among them. So they walked and they talked. And as they talked, they shared their lives and they shared, and as they shared these lives, something began to happen. Something began to move in their hearts and in their lives. Something inside of them began to awaken. Let me read what Luke says. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He appeared to be going further, but they constrained him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him. You know, maybe the first thing we did when we started going to church was go to worship. We sat in a room like this and we begin to hear the story. And others, strangers to us, came too. And they walked with us. And as we walked, we tried to make sense of it all. We sang the old hymns that were filled with these archaic images and ideas, songs that didn't make much sense to us. But hey, it was only an hour or so. And we heard readings from the Bible. Again, stories that didn't make a lot of sense to us. Stories from a different time and a different culture and a different worldview, but we put up with it. We were in church. And we prayed together. We shared concerns about our lives. We heard stories of heartbreak as well as great joy, but we didn't know most of the names. But for some reason, that was okay. And we listened. We listened to awe-inspiring sermons. We tried to feign disinterest, but we couldn't do it. And maybe we went to Sunday school here and there, or participated in the men's or women's group, or drove for Family Promise, or hammered for Habitat for Humanity, delivered meals for Meals on Wheels, or sewed face masks, or delivered groceries, or called and checked on folks during a pandemic. And then one day something happened. One day something happened, and we realized something. We realized something about our lives, and we realized something about the strangers who are walking with us. First, we realize that there is a given quality to our lives. And this givenness implies intrinsic and significant value. And those strangers who were walking with us, well, they weren't strangers after all. No, they were teachers. And they were mentors who led us to discover the underlying sacredness of life. Maybe it was the laughter of the men's Tuesday morning breakfast or the seniors' monthly luncheon. Or maybe it was the enthusiasm of a child gripping a Hershey Kiss, running down that aisle. Maybe it was the silence at the bedside of one who was gravely ill. Maybe it was the mayhem of confirmation class or the singing of Christmas carols. Or maybe it was an elbow bump of an old friend or a new friend as they walked in the front door of this place. Or maybe it was even the archaic images and ideas and songs and scripture readings and sermons and prayer concerns and Christmas pageants and all those other things that happen around here. Maybe it was even in something as simple and commonplace as breaking bread with one another. Friends, it was in all of these things, and it is in all of these things, and many more, that the connections are made. that grace begins to flow into our lives, and the recognition of a profound sacredness is given. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road?" Huh. Friends, the story of the road to Emmaus is an ancient Easter story. It's an ancient story, but it's our story somehow today. And it's been played out time and time again. You know, we're just walking along, going about life, minding our own business, and boom, it starts to make sense. You know, this sacred text speaks to us about our life in a community called the body of Christ. The story of the walk to Emmaus is a story about our faith and our discipleship. It's our story, right? It's our story because it speaks to us on some deep level. A level beyond words. A level of common human experience. You know, St. Augustine said that at its heart, Christianity is faith, you know, belief, seeking understanding. What does this mean? I don't know. I'm seeking it. I'm walking. Friends, discipleship is a journey. We know that. We talk about it all the time. That takes us from a rudimentary understanding of God out there, you know, somewhere, to the realization that the God revealed in the life and ministry of Jesus of Nazareth is that ineffable presence that sustains us. Sure, some folks seem to get off to a quick start, a dramatic moment, a flash of light, a voice from heaven, much like Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus. But the rest of us, and I'd be willing to venture most of us, come to understand things over a much more extended period of time. We walk the long road, you know, the long road to Emmaus, as we learn slowly who he is for us. Friends, we're an Emmaus community. Pleasant Grove is an Emmaus community. And by that I mean we are a community characterized by journey and conversation and hospitality and discovery. Friends, today is the third Sunday of Easter, right? What does that mean for us as an Emmaus community? Well, it means the same thing that Advent meant. It means the same thing that Christmas meant. Same thing as Epiphany and Lent meant. It means Emmanuel. God is with us. And that's what the walk's all about. And they told what had happened on the road. And how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Thanks be to God. Happy Easter. Amen.